I should have been back on the air again.
And Omar's Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Jade, Maddie, Crevo.
I love it.
All right,
keep going. Come on.
The Novos.
Morning. How are we, guys?
Hey, doing great.
Well, Jade's off again today. It's the Boys Club again. Good morning, Maddie from the newsroom. How are you?
Good morning. I'm good. That's here.
You are.
Your little Boys Club in there.
You can come in if you want. That's fine.
No, do the news in here. you don't have the news computer.
Yeah, exactly.
Good morning, Jackson. How are you today?
Good morning. I'm all right, but I'm over the cold already.
I know.
I'm not into it. It's in a bad mood, like a bad spot.
Extra cold this morning.
Yeah. It was. What, like 9, 7, 8? I don't know.
Actually, it's pretty, like, standard.
It's 12 degrees.
10 degrees on the coast.
Yeah.
That blood moon last night, wow.
That was incredible, yeah.
It's like a once-in-a-6-year event, right?
I'm not sure, I don't keep count, but I did get out there and sort of watch the eclipse at different stages.
Crevo said, guys, this morning on the way to work, he's like, oh, I cracked out the binoculars last night to look at the moon. I was like, oh yeah, where do you keep the binoculars? Only in my car always.
Yeah, I always keep them.
Very strange.
You know what?
I own a van and keep your binoculars in there.
I was thinking about where I like got the idea to keep them in there. Yeah. I think it's because my dad has binoculars in his car.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I think I got the idea from him.
Do you go to the beach much?
My dad also has binoculars in his car. It seemed like a totally normal thing to me when he said that you keep binoculars in the car.
See, I think bit creepy.
Nah, it's just because it's such a rarely used item. If it's in the glove box, you know where it is. Like, yeah. You probably use it, what, twice a year maybe?
Quite possibly. Yeah, well, that's what I said. Very few times in a year do you, like, require binoculars.
Yeah. So to have them there, you always know where they are. Like, doesn't matter which car you have. Anyway, up next, we want to talk about Ellen because, look, obviously her show, she pulled the pin on that. And the announcement for the replacement has happened. Plus, she's got news about moving to Australia potentially. So we're going to get into all of that. Up next.
Okay.
New FM. The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Ellen, big updates right now, Crevo.
Yeah, that's right, because obviously she announced that she's, you know, leaving her own show, and the announcement has been announced, which is, of course, which you predicted, I'm almost sure, you and Jackson, Kelly Clarkson.
Yeah, that's so good. Jackson, are you happy about this news? Because this was such a big boost for Kelly and her show.
I am happy about this, and I remember, actually, about a year ago, when Kelly Clarkson was doing great, you and I went on the record and said, this is going to happen, and everyone's like, no, Ellen's great, Ellen's great.
Yeah, let's rewind, Jade. No, Ellen will never leave.
Well, she's gone. The other thing is, and I think, is it still a rumour or is this confirmed that she's moving to Australia? She's claimed that she is, right? Which, of course, created the debate around the team as to which place in Australia she would move to. I made the call of Byron Bay because that's what I think she would. She'd buy, like, maybe Chris Hemsworth's old place or something like that and then just, you know, live a life there with all the other celebrities.
Well, I've just found this article on Ellen and Portia possibly moving here, and a source spoke to New Idea magazine reported that the couple is looking into moving to Victoria's Mornington Peninsula.
Oh, that sounds about
out of
right.
Melbourne. Now, Jackson, you were just expressing how much you hate Melbourne, so brand new resident to Victoria.
She'd fit right in on the morning.
I was going to say. You know what? Those houses down there, they're like massive mansions on the water. A lot of them not occupied a lot of the year. So a lot of them are owned by like Melbourne's elite, and then they're only there like through the summer holidays. Yeah.
You know what though, Portia de Rossi, stay in America, Portia. You're no longer an Aussie. Like, she basically renounced her like citizenship.
So you're rejecting her from coming back?
Ellen and Portia annoy me.
Yeah.
I just don't know why or how they got to this, but
very unlikable. I'm calling BS on them moving here because we don't work for tips here in our industries, and that's the only reason people be nice to them over there when they're actually just really duds of humans. So, Ellen's not going to move here and not be able to bully anyone in the service industries.
Well, we'll just leave that right there, right?
Oh, guys, lads versus lasses are coming up next. Newcastle's ultimate battle of the sexes game. Looking at our Gold Star leaderboard right now, I do believe that the lasses are still one ahead, Creamer.
Yeah, that's right. So, lads currently on 36, lasses on 37.
Okay, on offer today for the winner, we have a double pass to Event Cinemas to see a movie of your choice. If you want that, give us a call right now, 13 10 09. One girl, one guy.
New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
New FM and the Novos.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Lads versus lasses.
Man, it's the only competition that matters in my life, and that is guys taking on the girls every single morning. It's a year-long competition. Basically, the guys get girl-based questions and the girls get guy-based questions. And, of course, the winner of today wins a double pass to Event Cinemas Katara.
That's right, and a point on the board. The lads on 36 at the moment, lasses on 37. It's very tight.
It is indeed. All right, let's break this tie right now. Crevo.
It's time to meet our lass this morning. Her name is Nicole. She's from Cameron Park, 43 years of age, and her favourite ice cream topping is chocolate fudge, and she's jewellery obsessed.
Hello, Nicole.
How are you?
Hello there. I'm really good.
Excellent. Good to hear. Wishing you luck this morning. Let's get into these questions, all right?
Okay.
Number one, the Ram is a ute made by which car company?
Is it Toyota?
No, it's Dodge. Sorry. That's all right. Question two for you.
Okay.
What is an inline spinner?
Inline spinner?
Mm-hmm.
Is it something to do with fishing?
Yeah, yeah, we'll give you that.
It's a fishing lure, type of fishing lure.
Yes, nice.
Oh, one on the board.
One on the board. All right.
You're so pleased with yourself, Nicole.
Question three. What would you connect a tow tube to?
A tow cube?
Mm-hmm.
Like T-O-E cube?
No, T-O-W, tow tube.
Oh, okay. To a tow truck.
Back of a boat. It's one of those things you sit on and get towed around.
Nicole, not bad. One on the board. Hold the line. We'll see how our lad goes this morning. Let's meet Trev. He's Trev the truckie.
Hey,
he's driving,
man,
his truck at the moment and loving life but hates the cold. Good morning, Trev.
How are we going, guys?
Good, great, mate. Good. Can you please honk your horn? You need to do that every time. Thank you.
There we go.
Where are you driving at the moment, Trev? Give us the update.
Mate, currently on the Hunter heading towards Musselbrook.
Okay. Oh, very nice.
Excellent work.
Is it foggy out that way?
No, not at the moment, mate. Nice and clear, and there's not much traffic out.
Beautiful morning.
Live weather. Live weather.
All right, question number one. You need two for an instant win today, Trev. Question one. Chad Michael Murray starred in which US teen drama? Multiple choice. A, The OC. B, One Tree Hill. Or C, Dawson's Creek.
I'll have to say One Tree Hill.
One Tree Hill is correct.
Well done.
Question number two. Peroxide is used by hairdressers to change the colour of someone's hair to what colour?
Oh, whitish
colour
for bleaching.
Yeah, we'll
that's
give
right.
You that. You win.
Congratulations, man.
Good job. The lads win. We're even now, yeah?
Yeah, that's right. Excellent. 37 apiece.
Right. Yeah.
Right. I would like to give the ticket to the lady, please. I just want the gold star for us.
Oh,
what a gentleman.
Trev, let's go back to Nicole. You're a gentleman, mate. Nicole, there you go. Trev's giving you the tickets.
Nice.
You're on air together. You can thank him if you want.
Trev, honk again.
Trev.
You're welcome, Nicole.
She asked, can you honk again? There we go. Hey. Good job, guys. Thank you very much.
What a lovely moment on the show.
Trev, you know, always gives away his prizes.
He's just a nice guy. That's
Trev's
why.
A truckie. Good job.
What a legend.
A news time with Maddie. I'm next at New FM at 6:25. And don't forget Delta tickets today, guys, somewhere in the next hour and a half.
New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Oh, my God.
Great pleasure to be back on the air again.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Jade, Maddie, Crevo.
I love it. All right, keep going. Come on.
The Novos.
So earlier in the show, Maddie, we were having a bit of a chat about the moon that was so massive last night. And I was like, you know, I was just talking about how I like to look at it. And then this happened, right?
Well, you brought the binoculars out last night.
Yeah.
You took them in your car. Very strange. Crevo said, guys, cracked out the binoculars last night. And
yeah.
And I was like, oh, yeah, where do you keep the binoculars? Oh, in my car always.
I think it's because my dad has binoculars in his car.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I think I got the idea from him.
My dad also has binoculars in his car.
It's just because it's such a rarely used item. If you, it's in the glove box, you know where it is.
Very creepy.
That's what you say.
Very strange.
But I'm going to put it out there.
Yeah, yeah.
That I think other people have binoculars in their car. And it's not just myself, my dad, and Maddie's dad.
See, I think it's on the level of, why do you have those cable ties and gaffer tape in your boot? Like,
no,
I think it's that
no.
Weird, right?
All right, we're going to throw it out there. 13 10 09, and it does seem to be just men, but are you a man with binoculars in your car?
Oh, hello, you've got a Hessian sack in there as well.
Oh, come on. Or maybe it's like your dad or like another man in your life or something. 13 10 09. Do you keep your binoculars in your car? I know this is a bit narrow, but I think there'll be other people out there.
Zero calls.
All right, we'll see.
New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Are you a man that keeps binoculars in your car?
Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Yeah, or maybe it's someone in your life, because I casually mentioned to Maddie that's where I keep my binoculars, because I think that's where my dad kept his. And you were like freaking out saying that's so creepy. But then we hear Maddie from the newsroom. Her dad keeps the binoculars in his car. I think it's a thing.
Jackson, what do you think on this topic? It's weird, right?
It's a little bit weird. I've never heard of this before. I don't even think I've used binoculars.
Yeah, it's old-timey things. What are they?
All right, anyway, let's go to the phones.
We do have a couple of calls, which I'm very surprised about. Both women.
Interesting.
Hello, right. Kathy. How are you?
I'm great, thanks. How's yourself?
Going well, thank you. Kathy, this is weird, right? Like, you'd be a bit concerned if you met a man and he had some binoculars in the side part of his door, right?
No, because my partner has binoculars in his car too.
That's just where you keep them. I can't explain who thought of this first, but it's a thing.
It is a thing.
When's the last time your man used binoculars, Kathy?
A week ago.
There you go.
And what did he use them for?
It was looking at whales. As we were driving past the beach, and there was a whale out there, and you can see them with binoculars.
There you go. All right, perfect.
That's a valid reason. Thanks, Kathy.
Thanks, Kathy. One to me. All right, next is Kylie. How are you doing this morning?
Morning
indeed. Do you not have a man in your life who keeps binoculars in his car?
Yeah, so do I.
Oh, you do as well? Oh, fantastic. Yeah. Now, what do you use them for? What was the last time you used them?
So we use them to go whale spotting.
There you go.
We also use them because we have gold detectors.
Gold detectors?
Yeah, so we go a little bit treasure hunting. So we use them and just keep them in the car for when we're...
out and about.
Out and about, yeah.
So, Kylie, like, I'm a little bit confused. Gold's really small. I don't think you can spot gold with binoculars.
We use them to look at the rocks of the, the areas to make, just to see.
To try and find the best gold sort of thing. What's the biggest gold piece you found?
We're only new to this, but we were at Anna Bay a few weeks back and we found a gold ring.
Oh, that's pretty good.
We had it appraised. And it was worth a few grand, so...
Straight to cashies.
Yep.
Oh, look at
that. Why not? That's awesome. That. Congratulations.
What got you into that, Kylie? Did you just think, maybe we can find some jewellery out there?
Way too much reality TV.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, all those gold hunting shows.
I love that. Thank you. I stand by, no men called.
Yeah, but still people saying, you know what? I actually take that as better. Women saying it's not creepy.
Yeah, actually.
I'm saying that's a better like indication.
Good result there, Mark.
Yeah.
What's the goss up next with Jackson Hallow?
Hello, Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie. Do you reckon Brad Pitt uses binoculars? He seems like a binocular type of guy. He's fighting
absolutely.
Angelina,
yeah,
100%. He's fighting Angelina Jolie in court. Still, I didn't even know this divorce was going on. He's just had a big win, so I'll tell you about that. Also, too, the Veronicas are not happy about Celebrity Apprentice.
Oh, yeah. I heard they've been chucking tantrums left, right, and centre.
I'll give you some details on that.
All right, so next.
New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie, and Crevo.
Kim, would you stop taking pictures of yourself? Your sister's going to jail.
The Novos.
I gotta testify.
All the latest goss from Hollywood and around the world.
But it's not meant for everybody.
Miley, what's good?
That's why you use auto-tune and I don't.
This is the Novos.
I'm really happy for you. I'm let you finish.
Producer Jackson is here, and it's a great day because it's been so long since we've heard a Brad Pitt versus Angelina Jolie divorce settlement story. And we have a result, Jackson.
Yeah, well, kind of. I didn't even know this was still going down in the courts because, of course, they separated in 2016, which is a long time ago. But, of course, when you're dealing with this amount...
5 years ago.
Yeah, I know. It feels like only yesterday. I was going to say 2018. I did the Google, and I was like, wow. So, yeah, Angelina Jolie filed for divorce from Brad Pitt, claimed that he was unstable and doing too much weed and, like, abusive towards the kids. So this played out. She wanted full custody and then she wanted to move to Paris with the children. One of them, Maddox, is 19, so he's not subject to any of this. He can make his own decisions. Yeah. For the five minors, it's just been revealed that the judges ruled 50-50 custody and said that Angelina Jolie needs to get a grip and stop making false claims after numerous witnesses, including shrinks, testified in the trial saying that Brad Pitt was a good father.
Jeez, that's a, like, a big win for him, isn't it?
Yeah.
I can see, I can see him smoking the weed and drinking too much. Like, I believe that.
Mm.
But, I mean, it's easy to add violent to the kids as well in there, isn't it? Like, if he's a genuinely good father, he deserves to see his kids.
Yeah, there's a quote here saying Brad was just trying to have more time with his kids. Angelina Jolie's done everything to prevent this. She would be a tough woman to negotiate with, I feel.
She's been through a lot, Angelina. She really has. I actually really like her too. I think maybe she's a little highly strung.
Yeah.
Like, I get those vibes.
I'm taking the kids, we're off to Paris.
Yeah.
I think it
to the other side of the world.
Well, yeah.
Some people are just really passionate and protective, and I feel like that's her. Like, I don't actually think she... Because a lot of people are canning her in the press and saying that she's a terrible person and nasty. I don't necessarily think that. I think she's probably just a very protective and passionate mother.
Do you know why I'm so happy that he gets to see his kids and he actually cares about them? Because a lot of these kids are adopted, right? And this is what happens in Hollywood. All of these celebrities that have, you know, fast marriages, adopt kids, and then once they separate, what happens to the kids? Like, a perfect example of this is Tom Cruise and Nicole Kidman's adopted children. Nicole Kidman has nothing to do with them now. Crazy.
I mean, if you're a kid who gets adopted, as if you haven't been through enough emotional anguish already. Like, the last thing you need is one of your parents moving to the other side of the world.
Yeah.
Rough on them.
Absolutely. Oh, good stuff.
I always love seeing the paparazzi photos of Angelina Jolie with her kids in public, because there's so many of them, and I was like, I want to be her.
Yeah, well, you do want to have kids,
when
right?
I lived in Carrington, I used to tell everybody, I want to be the Angelina Jolie of Carrington. I don't even care about it. I don't even that. Still do, even with all the bad press.
Jackson's driving down the main street. Kids in the back of the ute.
Someone said to me once, they're like, you'll have to get a minivan. I said, I won't be seen dead in a minivan. I'll be 2 G-Wagons, thank you very much. Don't ever talk to me ever again. Speaking about bad press, the Veronicas, not happy about it because they're on the Celebrity Apprentice.
Yeah.
Everyone watching. It's so good. I recommend you do, if you're not.
I'm really into it.
It's really good. Is it Alan Sugar?
Yeah,
he's really great. Anyway, the Veronicas not happy because apparently, all of the scripted stuff is the only things being aired. So, do you know how they sit down and do the little off-camera pieces where they talk about what's going on?
Yeah.
Well, they keep on airing the Veronicas having fights.
I think he was just really focused on getting it done.
I think he's just really
Can you just say it, please? My patience is getting thin, so if you know what needs to be said...
Right,
because if you know what needs to be said, please say it. It's not important that I say this.
Okay, I'm just letting you know something. You're being a bit much.
I'm irritated.
All I need for you is for you to say it rather than tell me how to say it. Do you understand?
Okay, I'll
Thank you. That would be helpful. It's about being helpful.
I need to take a moment after that. Please stop.
These two are a lot. They're also claiming that the wins that they've had within their challenges, like they had an Aboriginal elder try and meet them in a park in Sydney to do a welcome to country ceremony, and it got edited out and they pretended like the Veronica stitched this person up. So they're not happy about it.
Mm-hmm.
And it comes at the same time, though, as they've released this song. Which they think is about Alan Sugar. And it's off their latest two albums that they've released. So
no one's playing this, are they?
Yeah.
Sugar Daddy.
This is the first time I'm hearing it.
New record's weird. Like, the Veronicas have released a couple of weird songs. Like,
very experimental. Yeah. Like, it reminds me of Kelly Osbourne back in the 2000s. A bit, like, emo-y.
Less credible, though.
Do you think it's because, like, with... Because this would have been recorded during COVID, I'm guessing. But, like, produced... Normally there'd be heaps and heaps of producers and people involved in making the songs and picking the songs hanging around, and they're just not hanging around now because no one can hang around. So like these sort of weird songs are just slipping through the cracks and getting published.
Do you know what I think it really is? The Veronicas just try to run their own game and they think they're very cool and they're very forward, but I think they just are like very loud twins, because I was surprised. It says here they shared it to their 132,000 followers. I was shocked that the Veronicas only have 132,000
followers. Thought
they had more, followers.
Hey, Jackson, can you just play a little bit of them arguing for me again?
Yeah.
I think he was just really focused on getting it done.
I think he's just really
Can you just say it, please? My patience is getting thin, so if you know what needs to be said
right now.
Because if you know what needs to be said, please say it. It's not important that I say this.
This
I'm
reminds me
you
of
something. Mm. You're being a bit
Jade and not my relationship.
For you to say it rather than tell me how to say it.
Behind the
Don't scenes. You reckon?
Thank you.
A little
Very
bit.
Similar.
Like siblings that just can't agree on some stuff.
You should put out a song.
No, thanks.
Be my sugar daddy.
New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Oh, my God.
Great pleasure to be back on the air again.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Jade, Maddie, Crevo.
I love it. All right, keep going. Come on.
The Novos.
So, Maddie, obviously, just recently built a little deck on the front of the house, right? And I've got this old cast iron bench thing that I wanted to put on there, but it was a bit like rusty.
Like as a table?
No, it's a sit on, right? It's like a park bench style bench.
Yeah, okay,
right?
Yep.
With the ends of cast iron, and it was a bit rusty and stuff, so I wanted to get it like fixed up. So I got this guy who restores furniture and stuff to do it. He's like, yeah, no worries, I'll do it for you. So he picked it up, and then yesterday I got a text message from him saying, I'm so sorry, one of the ends has like fallen down and cracked.
Oh.
And I was like, what do? You can't be mad.
Okay, question.
Yeah.
Did you get this chair through your buy and sell business?
Yes.
You like find it on the side of the road or something?
No. I bought it, but I got it at a good
rusty,
price.
Too rusty, mate. Too rusty. Well,
no, it wasn't.
He saved you. He saved you, because if you were sitting on that,
No, it's not it. Cast iron is very brittle, right? It's very strong, but if you drop it onto concrete, it will crack or shatter, right? Yeah. And that's what happened. But anyway, he's got like, he offered a replacement, similar bench, and that's fine, right? But what I thought we could do, 13:10:09, because very awkward
for
him.
Were you angry?
No, because he offered a replacement and it's okay. Like, I understand these things happen, right?
Yeah.
13:10:09, did you break a client's item? So I think this happens like with tradies and stuff, but anyone who repairs stuff or just could be any sort of situation, really. Did you break a client's item? What happened? The more expensive, the juicier the story, the better.
I feel like a lot of removalists do this.
Oh, that'd be big in that business. Delivery stuff as well.
Absolutely.
New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
We're asking you, did you break a client's item and what happened, guys?
Yeah, this is all after I sent off this like cast iron bench to get restored. I'm thinking it's going to come back beautiful, you know, painted up, the timber all oiled and stuff. Thought it's going to be amazing. I get this text message from the restorer saying, dropped the side and it shattered. I was upset at the start, and then he did offer another sort of similar item, but still, like, now the one you bought.
You, Crevo, are a very calm person.
Yeah.
I've maybe seen you get, like, angry maybe once or twice in the time that I've known you. How angry on the scale of 1 to 10? 1 being fairly chill, 10 being, like, I'm going to rip somebody's head off. Angry were you?
Oh, like, at the start, like, a 4 or 5. And then he sent me photos straight away of another one he can replace it with. And it's close enough that I'm, like, okay with it, you know, and now we do a good job. But, like, this sort of thing, I think it's, my dad is a chippy, right?
Yeah.
So he often gets drawn into, instead of doing new buildings, he's often like doing renovations and stuff. I'll never forget, he had this client who wanted him to restore this like old timber and glass door, like a front door that had these like intricate glass panels.
Yeah.
He brings it into the workshop to get it up onto the workbench, and I was at home at the time. It was like on the weekend, he was doing a bit of extra weekend work. I hear this almighty crash and 3 of the glass panes are smashed right through. It had dropped, like, just slipped out of his hands. And what do you do? Like, it's, and the type of glass, very hard to get because it's like antique glass. The call with the client is so, so awkward.
I've just received a message on Facebook from Nathan. He goes, hey, mate, I can't go on air, but I started a new job delivering glass. I delivered to a job site in Newcastle. I lost $3,000 worth of glass off the truck.
Oh. Ooh. Very awkward. Even if that sort of thing is insured, it's the phone call to the client.
Hit you. You know, I've always wondered that. You know, you see those, like, O'Brien glass cars.
Yeah, with, like,
cars,
the little pyramid-style ones.
With the panes of glass on the side. I've always wondered what would happen if one of those panes fell down. This is what happens.
That's the result. It looks like a wave almost, doesn't it?
It looks like a wave of cracked glass.
Oh, my God. That's terrible.
At least you know it doesn't shatter.
Well, yeah. I mean, that's probably safety glass that makes me think.
$3,000 wouldn't... Oh, you just started the job. How awkward.
Yeah, I wonder how long you'd last there. You got one job.
But you can't. You can't get angry, can you?
I know, right? You feel, like, annoyed, but you can't actually get angry.
Yeah. Good stuff. Hey, guys, love it or loathe it up next, getting our Crevo and Jackson's thoughts today on the Daily Topic. And we're talking TV show reboots. Coming up next.
New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
New FM. Love it. Or loathe it. Loathe it.
Getting Crevo and Jackson's thoughts on today's Daily Topics, guys. And we are talking our TV show reboots. Love it or loathe it.
3, 2, 1, go.
Loathe it.
Loathe it. Very rare that there's one that lasts, A, and B, is any good.
Well, I just think, how many times can Tori Spelling go back to Torrance High School on 90210? 4 times. Cancelled 4 times. It's never good.
That is so true. And look, you are so right, Crevo. Mm. None of them ever last. Can you name one TV show remake of a popular show that's found, like, a legitimate second life?
Okay, so I Googled this because I was like, I cannot think of any. And the one that actually has popped up, and weirdly is a bit of a guilty pleasure of mine, is Hawaii Five-0.
Yeah, I get that.
I actually think, is the new one more successful than the original?
No.
I think it would have more seasons,
I don't think
would
Hawaii
it?
Five-0 is on anymore. I think they cancelled the reboot.
Did they?
Yeah. Crevo, that was like from 10 years ago.
Oh, okay.
Man, you are behind.
The only reboot I've ever liked is the Twin Peaks reboot.
I haven't seen that. Can't comment. Hawaii Five-0 lasted 10 seasons.
Yeah, I mean, it was kind of middling, though. Like, it is what it is.
Look, I would like to jump in and say, maybe. And as much popular, whatever, Doctor Who was, like, one of the first shows to get a major reboot, and is still going.
Well, that is a very popular show.
We forget about that. The reason I bring this up today, guys, a couple that I've noticed lately, Packed to the Rafters is coming back, which was a popular show that aired on Prime 7, of course. It's called Back to the Rafters, now streaming on Amazon. But the big news today is that, of course, we know Sex and the City is getting a reboot on HBO, and they're calling it Just Like That. A few different changes, though. They've replaced Samantha, Kim Cattrall's character. And, of course, the big announcement today is that Mr. Big, Chris Noth, will be reprising his role.
Really?
On the Sex and the City reboot. I don't know if I'm going to... I love the original Sex and the City. I just don't think it's going to be the same. Unless you have the full set of characters, no good.
Yeah, it's a really tricky one because they're often trying to grab back the original audience, which I think is a mistake. I think those reboots should try and get a new audience using the successful formula. I think that's often the mistake that's made.
I see what they're trying to do here. So the replacement for Kim Cattrall on the show is Sarah Ramirez, and she'll star as a non-binary character with they/them pronouns, which is fantastic. That's great that they're doing that.
Yeah, more
inclusive. Just don't think that it'll be the same, though.
Well, I asked the question, right? Does anyone really care about 73-year-old Carrie Bradshaw's sex life anymore?
No.
I don't want to hear about that.
They should
some original content.
You know what, Jackson? You're right. They should just create a new show with those people in it, a bit like it. Like, that's a better way of doing it, right? Like, don't try and trail off the brand out there.
Well, the reboot, they really stained the legacy of these shows' reboots. But Maddie is right. Doctor Who, there's an exception.
They've nailed it, right?
New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Great pleasure to be back on the air again.
Jade, Maddie,
Crevo. I love it. All right, keep going. Come on.
The Novos.
So we're having a chat with Jackson just a few minutes ago, and he was telling us this story about how one of his former teachers switched out of the teaching profession and opened a shop selling
adult toys,
which is a big, you know, shift in jobs. So what I thought we could do is on 13 10 09, have you found out something that surprised you about a teacher? Like, it could be back in the day when you're in school, or it could be now, like years later, you saw them, you know, and open a business or do something completely unexpected.
Do you know what? Teachers do such a good job at schools, right? And it's like people sometimes don't realize that teachers are actually people with lives and interests.
With other lives, yeah, that's
it's
right.
It's almost like the secret lives of teachers.
Yeah.
Like when you're in school, right, even in high school, like the thought of your teacher going to like a pub or smoking a cigarette or, you know, like having a partner, like they've got this secret life that we know nothing about.
It is really interesting because, you often think that, like, they're just the teacher. Like, that's what you know them as, their job. And then they're very good at keeping the rest of their lives out of, like, students' knowledge. And it's obviously on purpose, right?
Well, my art teacher, I didn't know, in high school, was, like, a psychic.
What?
Yeah, 100%.
Like as a second sort of income or job?
Yeah, like the tarot cards and stuff. Oh, like, really weird. And like, I think back now, I'm like, it makes sense. But at the time, it's just so weird.
Such
right?
a surprise. Yeah. Well, 13 10 09. We'd love to hear stories. Did you find out something surprising about a teacher? Could be back in the day, or could be like recently when you've just seen them out and about. Like, oh my God, you run a car wash on the weekends?
Light and bright only. This is 105.3
New FM.
New FM. The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
13 10 09 this morning. We're asking you about your former teachers. Did you find something out about them after you left school? The secret life of teachers.
Yeah, this is all because Jackson was telling us that he found out one of his former teachers had opened a shop selling adult toys.
Jackson, did you know about this at the time when you were at school, or was it like post school that this happened?
No, so it was like post school, probably a year out of year 12, and we'd heard the rumours that she'd left the school, she'd gone to a place in Newcastle, and we actually seen her at a bakery. In that area. So naturally, we just followed her, and it was true. She went back to her store, which sold adult toys. I was fascinated.
It's so weird. Hey, like, do you call them by their first names after school as well? I always find that really strange.
It is a bit of a weird thing. Like, I remember... Like,
why am I a 30-year-old man saying, hi, miss?
Hi, Mrs. Mrs. What? What's going on? I remember seeing this one teacher, like, years after finishing school.
Yeah.
Working behind the counter of an ice cream shop. And I was thinking, God, has he fallen from grace or what's going on? Turns out he had that business the whole time and only ran it in school holidays.
Wow.
Because, like, obviously that's when, like, ice cream shops make the most money. It was sort of in, like, a holiday area.
The conversation's always so awkward, isn't it?
I know, because, like, I'll have the chocolate gelato, please,
you know,
sir.
What's really funny, Jackson, so interesting, only a couple of weeks ago, we were at, like, a work event, right, having work drinks after the ratings party, and one of the people that work here, one of the other announcers on 2HD, her husband was Jackson's old teacher.
Yeah, my legal studies.
How strange is that? Like, just sitting around having drinks at a radio station get-together. Hello, sir.
Well, the connections to Jackson's teachers continue because one of them lives in my street.
Yeah. And I'm still friends with my science teacher, and I still call her Miss Mason, like, as an adult. So I'm referring back to before.
It's really weird, isn't it?
13 to 09, taking your calls now. Katie, hey, how are you?
Yeah, good, thanks.
What did you find out about your teacher?
So extremely awkward many years after school. We were down having dinner at a pub, and my mum and I went to the bar and left my... my boyfriend at the time and my dad at the pool table, and we come back to find my old English teacher shamelessly flirting and touching up my dad and my boyfriend, and she was a bit drunk, and it was very, very, very awkward.
Well, that's hilarious, isn't it?
I mean, do you go over there and go, excuse me, miss, do you remember me?
I actually did. Off. I went over there and I was like, hello, how are you going? And she was just very drunk, and she sort of looked me up and down. She wasn't very nice at school. And I was like, oh, so you remember my dad then from parent teacher?
Okay. Oh, awkward.
So awkward. But I was like, please stop touching them.
Oh, my God. Thanks for that.
Stop touching my husband, miss.
To chat to Em. How are you this morning?
Hey.
Good. How are you guys?
Really good. The secret lives of teachers. What happened?
So when I was 16, I snuck into a pub with one of my friends who was 18.
Illegal.
And it was a gay pub, and my English teacher was there in hot pants, like shorts.
Oh, wow, that's a great one. So did you, like, approach your teacher? English is a serious subject as well.
Yeah,
like,
that's right.
There's not a lot of room for, like, playful banter in school with your English teacher. Very serious stuff.
I just pretended I didn't see him and walked in the other way.
Well, hey, good on you, I guess. I mean, otherwise an awkward conversation.
Hey, but it happens, guys. It happens. Thank you very much.
Teachers are
entitled to personal
life. Yeah, absolutely. It's just when you're a student, you can't imagine it for whatever reason.
Absolutely. Hey, guys, we are playing Birthday Lotto up next. We have given away thousands of dollars this year with the Birthday Lotto. Today, the jackpot sits at $750. All you need is a birthday to play, Creevo. We are looking for which month?
It has come up as May.
All right, if you were born in May, 13-10-09. We'll spin the birthday balls next.
UFM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Creevo.
This is
The
Novos.
Here we go.
Jade, Maddie and Creevo's.
It's my birthday. It's my birthday.
Lotto.
Yeah, it's worth $750 today, Creevo, which is a nice, tidy sum
amazing.
For nothing on a Thursday morning. Great before the weekend. Let's meet our caller, please.
Yeah, that's right. It's time to meet Terry, the Botlo manager, and lives on a farm and has seven horses and would add a zebra to the farm if she could. She'd take Maddie on a date. Oh, that'd be interesting. And she says a hot air balloon ride would be her date activity.
I'm a gentleman, Crevo.
That is nice.
Hello, Terry.
Hi, how you going?
Hey, really good. Where are you going to get a zebra from, first of all?
Oh, I don't know. Probably
the zoo. Right. Okay, good option.
Dubbo Zoo, watch out. Watch out.
If you see Terry backing the horse float up, you know what's going on.
Hey, yeah. Terry, $7.50 up for grabs today. Are you feeling lucky?
I hope so.
You know, we're just chatting, Terry, off the air about this, like, blood moon last night and how a lot of people break up during the blood moon. Did any of your friends or family have any relationship breaks down yesterday?
Oh, no, I made sure I went to bed nice and early last night.
Good.
Yeah,
good,
you want to avoid all that negative juju, don't you, Terry? Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah, yeah. All right, let's do
put
this.
Put the blonde wig on, Crevo. Yeah.
Oh, Jade's
here. Hey, Jade, you're back.
Hello.
Hello, spin the balls. Here we go. We're looking for this date here.
It is the 9th of May. Were you born then?
Damn, I was born 4th of May.
Oh, close, but nothing.
Sorry, Terry. Thank you. Playing again before 9 o'clock today, guys. And, of course, the second last day today to win free Delta Goodrum tickets on the air.
Oh, yes.
Her Bridge Over Troubled Dreams tour is coming to Newcastle Friday, September 24th. Tickets at tickettech.com.au. We are playing Eat or Defeat next, Crevo. Let's run through some of the foods that we've been forced to eat in order to give our listeners Delta Goodrum tickets. So Monday was a chicken's heart.
Yep. Tuesday was a lamb's
consumed
brain.
Consumed by me. Lamb's brain consumed by me. Yesterday, you, my friend, ate two fish eyeballs.
Yeah, and they were very big and crunchy as well, which was unexpected. A big juicy pool of eyeball juice came out when I crunched them.
Maddie very kindly replaced Jade yesterday. Maddie, are you willing to come back in today and represent the girls?
I want to say yes, but I don't know what's on the table to be eaten.
Well, this is the fun of the game, isn't it, Maddie?
Yeah,
you want to know?
Yeah.
Producer Jackson has delivered us 185-gram pouch of Dine kitten food. It's edible.
I'll join.
With tender chicken. It sounds delicious, guys.
No,
let's run through the ingredients on the back. Meat selected from chicken and or beef, cheese, binder derived from beef and or sheep and or pork and or cereal, gelling agents, vitamins and minerals, vegetable oil, colours, flavours, taurine and plant extracts. So
that's got
it's
more
basically like a Red Bull if it's got taurine, right?
Somehow I find this still more appealing than the fish eyes yesterday. Like, I'll throw that in the ring again.
You know what? That, all those ingredients that may be in it, it's more terms and conditions than an Apple agreement.
Boos, 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 boos. Meow. You need to convince us to eat this on 13209. You need a really good story. We're going to take your calls after the news.
New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Oh my God.
Great pleasure to be back on the air again.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Jade, Maddie, Crevo.
Hello. All right, keep going. Come on.
The Novos.
All this week, we've been giving away Delta Goodrum tickets here on the show. Bit of a twist, though. You, as the listener, have to convince us to eat something disgusting, sort of like I'm a celeb. You know how they have to eat all those grubs and stuff like that in order for you to win the tickets, right? Otherwise, you don't get them if we either A, refuse to eat it, or B, don't finish it / swallow it.
You obviously have to have a really good story to convince us to eat it. And now, of course, Jade is conveniently away on this week. So we've got Maddie from the newsroom that's come in to replace Jade today and represent the girls. Now, of course, yesterday we had fish eyeballs on the menu, Maddie. Today we have Dine kitten food. How do you feel about this?
Look, like I already said, somehow feel better about this than the eyeballs.
See, weirdly, I'm the other way. This is concerning me more than the eyeballs did.
Should we, do we want to smell it?
No, don't open it. Why do you always make this rookie mistake?
Oh, look at that. It is Dine. It's not, it ain't no whiskers. This is good quality.
Right, okay.
Oh, the smell is strong. But it's just it's just processed meat. At the end of the day, it's just processed meat.
Oh, that is disgusting,
A listener
actually
called Jackson up and left us some advice, actually.
Oh, really?
Let's have a listen.
My partner, he tried the dog food and the cat food. Food he enjoyed, the dog food went straight through him, so I'm thinking Maddie's pretty lucky.
Now, she's assuming that I'm getting
that you're going to eat
today.
It.
One of us might be eating this dying cat food next for Delta Goodrum tickets, 13-10-09, if you've got a great story, Crevo.
Yeah, we'll also be Facebook Live-ing this as well, so if you want to jump on there and see one of us attempt to possibly eat cat food this morning, that is your slightly sick choice.
Eat or defeat for Delta tickets next. And
New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
New FM.
New FM.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo's.
What if I lose my self-control?
Eat or defeat.
Yeah. Delta's coming to Newey, guys, September 24th, Newcastle Entertainment Centre. Tickets available now, ticketek.com.au.
And if you want to win some instead of buying them, this is your chance, right? Very simple. All you need to do is convince us that we should eat these disgusting foods in order for you to win. So if we don't eat it, you don't get it. Or B, we don't finish it, you don't get it. So there's a few caveats there, but if your story's really good, you can probably convince us, right?
We can refuse, though. We're yet to refuse.
Oh, absolutely.
After the first three stories of the week. Lamb's brain, chicken heart, and fish eyeballs have been consumed. And, of course, Jade disappeared this week because, of course, who wants to really eat this stuff? Replacing her, representing the girls, is Maddie from the newsroom.
Hey! Big of you to step up, Maddie.
It really is.
Like,
thank
you. There was no requirement, but you put your hand up and went, you know what, I'm a team player.
I guess maybe I'm just feeling lucky.
Okay. Hey, fair enough. You might be able to get away from this scot-free. In my mind at the start of the week, when Maddie had two, like,
in a row,
I was like, I'll never get picked. Next minute, it's me with the fish eyeball in my gob.
Producer Jackson, the evil man that he is, has provided us today with some Dine kitten food flavour tender chicken.
Ugh.
Now, this is edible, not recommended, but it is edible nonetheless. This thing is like the stench is filling the entire studio.
It's disgusting. I don't know why you opened it.
We've got a wheel here with Maddie's, Crevo's, and myself's name on it. So
Jackson's,
we're going to spin that
right now,
Jackson. Who
let's go on round.
Possibly eating this today?
It's Crevo.
Oh, yes!
You're
going to be kidding me. Let's meet our listener, Chloe. Hey, Chloe, how are you today?
Chloe.
Hey, guys, how are you?
Hey, going well.
Not
Chloe.
Good,
Maddie and I just, like, both let out this massive sigh of relief. Crevo, I'm handing you the dying cat food. Okay, Chloe, why do you think you deserve these Delta tickets? Why should Crevo eat some of this cat food for you?
Better be good.
But it is. I'm ringing up for my mum to win them for her. We've had such a shit year, only being in May. Last week we got my dog, who was like, we've had her for 9 years, who got very, very sick. Had to fork out $5,500 for an operation. Man. It turned out to be a lot worse than what it actually was. She had to have her whole uterus taken out. She only just started recovering. My grandma's been sick, my mum's mum, with all the ones like inside retrospective issues.
Oh, no good. I'm sorry to hear that.
Really?
Thanks. Almost lost her.
That's okay. You don't need to go on anymore. You've had a tough year.
It's only May, like you said.
And it's only May.
Hey, do you know what? Delta Goodrum, great night out for you and the fam. Here we go. Crevo, will you eat the cat food for Chloe?
Chloe. You're making this really tough, because this is actually the one I've dreaded the most of all this week.
On the New FM Facebook page now.
I thought, you know, lamb's brains, people, like, there is a tradition in some cultures of eating that. Like, I could probably get around that. Then the chicken heart, I was like, oh, that'd be fine too. And then yesterday, the fish eyeballs. And I sort of got, like, double punished yesterday, because I ate one fish eyeball and then Maddie and Maddie weren't happy with the way I ate it, right? And now I'm faced with this awful smelling, I can only describe it as brown goop.
So, Chloe, half the radio station lined up outside the glass window here, waiting for Crevo to make this decision. Here we go, Crevo.
Let me look at it. Oh, God, that is a filth. How do cats eat that?
It's chicken.
There's no chicken. Is that brown color
on the scale of like really good cat food, like and really crap cat food? That's a solid 7. Pretty good.
Yeah, but quality. I am not a cat, Maddie.
We know this.
All right, I'm going to spoon it and have a look at it.
Crevo's got a tiny little teaspoon.
That's the biggest teaspoon I've ever seen.
It's just one teaspoon. It's chicken, mate. You're fine. Maddie.
All right, I'm going to have a go at it because obviously you have had a rough year.
Do you think you could have done this, Maddie?
I reckon I could have.
Yeah, I think I could have too.
Really?
Come on, Crevo.
Meow.
Shush. You shush. Okay, I'm going to have a go at this. No guarantees. I may spit.
Good boy.
Instead of swallowing. Let's show that on Facebook Live to show how filthy this goop is. All right, in it goes.
He's eating it. Bang! Ooh. In the mouth. Swallow. He's done it. Show us your mouth. Chloe, you win.
Thank you so much.
Oh, that is worse than the fish eyeball. That is a lingering taste. My eyes are watering. Have a lovely time.
Wow, all yours.
Thank you.
Out you go.
I'm out of the studio. You can guys. Go. You have to do whatever's
Mark.
Next.
No worries. Chloe, there you go. Enjoy. Delta Goodrum coming to Newcastle September 24th. Ticketek.com.au. Good job, Crevo, team player. Maddie, we live to fight another day. Chatting to Mitch from Big Brother, evicted last night. Up next to New FM.
The
Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Big Brother continues 7:30, Channel 7 Monday. Mitch was kicked off the show last night, guys.
Think you know my game? Think again.
Mitch, my man, you're out. Man, what happened?
Hey, I don't know. Balancing isn't my thing. I'm a little bit too top-heavy, unfortunately.
So Mitch is like was an intruder. Crevo's not watching.
Yeah, I haven't been watching, but hey.
You went in hard.
Great season.
You went in hard. You really did. Do you think you went in too hard, put some people off, and this is what's happened?
I think possibly, man. Yeah. Like, as soon as we popped out from under that table, everyone's just like, holy God, you are a big individual. So from day dot, I had a bit of a target on my back. And I know, like, bigger physical guys sort of...
Yeah.
Tend to get targeted.
Had to perform. Yeah.
Do you think that, obviously, Big Brother in this new reincarnation has become, like, a much more physical game. Do you think you, obviously, were so good at the physical game that you maybe, like, dropped the ball on the social game aspect of Big Brother?
Possibly. I stuck to my little close-knit friends. I didn't really branch out too much, which, definitely should have.
Yeah, absolutely.
Going into it, were you always... Like, have you been a fan of Big Brother for a long time? Or, like, what did you do in preparation to go in this season?
Oh, no. Like, I watch it here and there. Like, obviously, with my work, I'm away a lot. So, every now and then when I do get a TV, I get to watch here and there. But preparation was literally just gym and food, just my normal sort of daily routine. It was just hoping that I'd perform, really.
Yeah, absolutely.
No idea what I was going into.
Mitch, you have a very nice beard. Can you run us through your beard care routine? Yeah.
Thank you. Yeah, so pretty much every second day there's a nice shampoo and conditioner. Got all my balms and butters and everything. There's a local guy that sells things just down at the markets here that has just the best smells. So nice balms, butters, got a wooden comb, brush it through, nice little bristle brush to keep it all nice and straight, and then a little bit of oil to top it off just to make it smell just crisp.
Oh, my God.
There's a man that loves his beard.
I reckon, right? No wonder it looks so shiny and good. They're all putting about thousands of dollars to it.
Than anything else, really.
Do you find that the women like beards?
They're just drawn to it like a moth to the flame.
It's sort of a sort of a half-half. Some people, you know, it's a little bit too much, but then others, I would like to think that they like it.
Do you get random strangers just reaching out to touch it?
Yes, God, especially when every now and then you do go out for a cheeky couple of beers and stuff. You just get randos coming up and grabbing it.
No, you love it, I'm sure, man. You love it, I'm sure. Hey, man, wrapping us up, who do you think's going to win?
Oh, man, off the top of your head, the way she's playing, Tilly for sure, but I'd love to see Miles go the whole way.
Yeah, he's good. Thanks for joining us, man.
Thanks, man.
Look after that beard of yours. Our Big Brother continues 7:30 Monday on Channel 7, guys. News time with Maddie. I'm next.
New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
We are joined now by Hayley from EMF Fitness, guys. Of course, our boot camp is happening this Saturday. Newfm.com.au for details.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Hayley, welcome to the show.
Welcome, good morning.
Hey guys, how are we?
Excellent,
doing well. It's so it's so different to see a fit person in here.
I know, usually it's such
bad.
Well, we need work though, you know, like we want to be fitter is the situation,
right?
We can
help you with that, I can hook you up.
Excellent, excellent.
I went to check out EMF earlier this week, and I was telling Hayley about the story when I went to the vet and like got on the dog scales, and I'm 107 kilos.
Couldn't tell.
Oh, thank you.
I mean, but you look good. You're working on it, right, Matty?
Well, absolutely. That's the plan, right? And, of course, the boot camp is happening this weekend. Can you tell us a little bit about why people should sign up to this? Of course, it is winter.
Yeah.
You know, traditionally, a lot of people don't like to get fit in winter. They prefer to eat pizza and get a little bit fat. But why should you take control of your health in winter?
Well, we all know summer bodies are made in winter. We all are aware of that.
Yeah.
But EMF started with their boot camp. That's how our business began. So it's the original type of training that we do have. 8:30, it'll be down in our Platinum Club in Westfield, Katara. It'll be an hour with four of our amazing personal trainers. Yes, there will be burpees. Yes, there will be some strength work. But there'll be a whole bunch of fun. And we hope you can all come along.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, it's going to be great.
Can you tell us about EMF? Because EMF is a huge brand up in Queensland.
Yeah.
I actually got such a shock when I walked in because, man, this gym is luxe. Tell us a bit about EMF
and
the journey so far.
Yeah. So EMF stands for Elite Military Fitness. We have two awesome directors on the Gold Coast, and that's their background. So we try and have the best health clubs that we possibly can. We do have two in Westfield, so we do have our Platinum Club, which is solely group fitness. You've got your altitude training, your former Pilates, your hot yoga, all of that. And then upstairs on the rooftop, we also have a 24-hour gym. So if you're a shift worker or you just can't make it in those hours, you can train anytime you want.
Now, one thing that did strike me, a lot of gyms you walk into and the equipment might be a bit old.
A bit tired looking. That's got a rip on the seat. You know,
everything like here is fresh, right?
We love fresh. We have our logo on everything. We have the best, the newest.
Yeah.
Best gym in Newcastle. I'm going to say it, guys. Best gym in Newcastle.
I think it is.
Calling it out.
Now, obviously, the 12-week challenge is happening now, and you've got some pretty incredible prizes attached to it, and I think we can announce this now.
It's time, Maddie.
If you sign up to the bootcamp at newfm.com.au, we'll be there. We'll be working out with you. We want to start our own fitness journey and create our own little show community here, and let's support each other, get involved. But you guys have very kindly offered for one guy and one girl to do this 12-week challenge for free, essentially.
Yes, tell us about that. Yes, we have. So for the 12 weeks, EMF will 100% support you on your health and fitness journey. You'll get full access to our Platinum Club and our 24-hour fitness center.
Oh, how good's that?
Yeah, all of our classes. And the best news is, best female wins an A1 Audi and best male wins a Harley Davidson. What gym gives you that?
Those are, like, unbelievable prizes.
Sorry, can you just repeat the prizes, Hayley, just one more time, please?
An A1 for the top female.
Yes.
And a Harley Davidson for the man. And just for being a member, you go into the draw to win an Audi as well.
Incredible, right?
So good. Come along, please. Yeah. You have to. Newfm.com.au, sign up. Now, what kind of exercises do you think we'll go through on Saturday? I haven't worked out, Hayley, in a long time.
Okay.
Yeah, have you got like a little 60-second routine for me to do now? I mean, Crevo's eating some cat food today. I feel like I need to do something.
How many push-ups do you think you can do this morning?
There's a good one. I used to do a lot of push-ups.
Okay.
All right.
How long ago was your last push-up,
maybe
Maddie?
Like a year ago.
Okay.
Maybe longer. Who am I kidding? Should we do some? Yeah. I'll do some. Okay.
I'd love you to punch out 10.
10? Okay. 10. Yeah, I want you to be like fully like...
military style.
Michelle Bridges, like, smash me if I'm not doing it
right. All right, Maddie is taking off his headphones, getting down into the push-up position. He looks a bit nervous, actually, like, about the whole situation.
He's sweating already, or?
He's sweating already. All right, you're in position. He's adjusted his jacket. He doesn't look comfortable already. Knees almost touching the ground. You haven't even done one. One, two, three, four.
Come on,
Five,
Maddie, you can do it.
Six. Oh, he's tiring. Seven.
Almost there.
Eight. Come on, Maddie.
Two.
Nine.
More.
Is that number 10?
Oh, maybe 9.5.
9.5. Nine that and a last half? One was hardly there.
The last one was definitely half a push-up.
Look, what's so great about this is two people are going to be starting on their journey, like, guaranteed, right? And they're going to be doing that for free. So if you've been thinking about it, procrastinating, so many people do that. They procrastinate taking care of their health.
They sure do.
This is a great chance to, like, get it going for nothing, right? So newfm.com.au, like, everyone's going to come to the boot camp for free. You'll get to check out this amazing gym, like a no-pressure sort of situation. And then two people are going to have this 12-week challenge.
We'll follow them on the show as well.
All covered, right? Totally covered.
Totally covered.
You're at Westfield Katara. Now, some people struggle to find you guys. Can you tell us where you are? Because you are hidden, like, at the top car park, yeah?
We are. So we have two clubs in Westfield Katara.
Yeah.
Everyone seems to go to both, but that's cool.
Yeah.
So upstairs on the rooftop, past where all the restaurants are, we've got our 24-hour fitness centre.
Amazing.
And then all of our group fitness classes, which is where our boot camp will be, is downstairs on level 1M, underneath Target. Is kind of your best point to find.
Yeah.
But if you have any troubles, just give the club a call and we'll be able to direct you.
Awesome. Well, good. How good is that?
If people want more information, website, Instagram, that kind of stuff.
All on there.
Yeah. Perfect. So it's emfpc.com.au. And of course, two people will walk away with a free 3-month transformation.
Yeah.
Followed by us on the show. It's going to be great, guys. Thank you,
awesome.
Hayley.
Thanks for hanging out with us.
Man, I'm still actually pumped.
Can't wait to see you do some burpees on Saturday, Maddie.
Hey, neither can I. But I'll probably be worse, so let's all enjoy that.
It'll all be fun.
It will. Newfm.com.au. Jump on there, sign up. Don't, like, put off or procrastinate your health journey any longer. Like, it's time to, let's all do this together and, like, feel great again for the coming season.
Change your life, guys. Our birthday lotto up next, worth $750 today. Creever, can you tell us which month we are looking for, please?
It has come up as April. So if you're born in April, 13/10/09, it's your chance at $750. You want to get your hands on this cash leading up to the weekend.
Okay, we'll do it after this at New FM. Good morning.
New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Creever.
The Novos.
Here we go.
Jade, Maddie and Creever's.
My birthday.
Lotto. $750 up for grabs today. We're looking for April babies. We do have a caller today. If this caller's birthday comes out of the birthday ball contraption, they win the cash, Creever.
That's right. It's time to meet Amanda. Mm. She's from Madawi and once helped at firefighting and also train in a nudist colony and wants to put the money towards a knee replacement. Now, we are not going to rush through this.
Amanda.
Hello, Amanda.
Hi, guys.
Hi.
Hi, it's lovely to meet you, first of all. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Let's start with... What do we start with?
I want to start with the nudist colony.
Okay,
I think
of
we
course.
All do. Like, tell us about that. How are you involved with that? And what is a nudist colony?
Okay, so first of all, I had to go and I was community liaison officer. So that meant teaching the community to how to protect themselves during bushfires.
Okay, right.
So I used to live down in Sydney and there were some nudist colonies locally and we had to, you know, go and teach them how to protect themselves if a bushfire came through.
Nothing worse than some heat in the bush.
Yeah, it was pretty hot stuff. And I tell you what, I saw some things that I'd probably never seen before or since.
Oh, yeah? Like what?
Amanda, do you know what's actually so fascinating? Like, obviously, if there's a fire, you want to be wearing some sort of clothing. Like,
well, I guess you would, wouldn't you?
Well, what do you say to a nudist colony? Like, do they own any clothes or do they use, like, leaves or...
Well, step one in personal protection is obviously to wear long sleeves and long pants. Problem is, when you go to a nudist colony, apparently you don't pack much clothing. So it was a little bit tricky in that most of them didn't pack clothes to do, you know, the fighting of the fire when the big red trucks came. So... Yes.
Do they wear shoes?
They're wearing very much. Some of them had thongs, which was great.
Yeah, you don't want to step on any hot embers.
Wow.
I mean...
It was so bad.
I've got another question for you. So when, like, obviously you guys would have had, like, a meeting, like, oh, we're going out for training, this is where we're going. Did you put your hand up? Were you drawn out of a hat? How do they decide who does the fire training at the nudist colony?
Well, the boys volunteered.
Oh, did they? They were straight in.
Yep. But, yeah, it was a little bit crazy. My captain was trying to get me to sign up.
Wow.
I mean,
I'm so fascinated by this. Yeah. Like, do they live in houses?
Yeah, they all had little shacks.
Yeah,
and
right.
It was pretty scary because they were in the bush, you know. It was it was pretty much in nature. Everything was natural.
Except, it was
scary. They play tennis. They go swimming,
tennis.
Yeah, well, I guess, you know, a ball's bouncing around. They're used to it.
Cooking dinner can be a bit of a hazard.
Oh, man, this is great.
Yeah, you'd deal with that in fire training too, wouldn't you?
Well, Amanda, do you know what? You deserve this money. You really do, the things you've seen.
Yeah.
All right, let's spin these birthday balls.
Yeah, it was special.
I love you, Amanda. Call any time, please.
Yeah.
Here we go.
Awesome.
Right.
We are looking for, Crevo, what's the birthday?
The 22nd of April.
Oh, no, I'm number 4.
Oh, too bad.
Amanda, I'm going to give you a bottle of New FM wine because, man, you deserve a drink. Thank you, my friend.
All of that, you definitely do.
$775 up for grabs tomorrow. Birthday lotto back then. Jackson, hello.
Good morning.
Have you been to a nudist colony? That's interesting stuff, hey?
Yeah, it is interesting. I've driven through a nudist colony once. I always find that, like, do you know how there's people on nudist beaches that go fully clothed?
Yeah.
Like, I'm not committed to getting my kit off, so, like, I wouldn't go, but, yeah.
Awkward. Interesting.
I would be fighting fires with anything.
Yeah, no.
Get out the old fire hose.
I value my manhood too much.
Creep.
Jason Derulo. Love not war.
Indeed.
Yes. Oh, Amy Shark coming back on the show soon.
Yeah. Oh, good.
In yesterday. Next week on the show.
Excellent. Great. Oh, very excited to come to Newcastle.
Britney.
Prisoner, Britney Spears.
Have you heard the big Britney news that's, like, totally, like, shocked everyone last 24 hours? Britney auditioned for the female role in The Notebook, and there's 10 minutes of footage of her with Ryan Gosling doing The Notebook. The movie. Imagine that.
I've never seen The Notebook.
What could have been?
Neither have I.
What could have been?
Comes on TV, I'm suddenly busy.
My God. It's a great movie.
Oh, is it?
It's a great movie.
Okay.
Britney Spears does my voicemail message.
Does she really?
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
Is that like a cameo thing?
I know. Well, I realised yesterday that I must have done it one night when I was on the Terps. I was like, what's going on here?
a working media professional such as yourself, you know, taking important calls. Hal, it's Britney here.
Is it that sort of thing?
She goes, my friend can't come to the phone right now.
Oh, that's great.
It's Newcastle's only blog of ad-free music. We'll catch you tomorrow, guys. Bye.
See ya.